In the interest of full disclosure, this homily was preached before several months ago, but I had a lot of people ask me to do it again, and I was waiting for the right opportunity. And since we celebrate this weekend Mother's Day, it gives us a chance to reflect on you, those of you who are mothers, upon the gift of womanhood and the gift of motherhood, and Mary in particular as an example of motherhood in our church, and some of the challenges that you face as mothers. And one of those challenges that you face is the expectations. Our world puts a lot of expectations, especially in the United States, upon mothers and kind of this picture of what they should be. To raise perfect children, to be beautiful and successful and brilliant, to fulfill your family and your husband's every need. And many, if not all of these things, are false. They're not from God, but rather our own expectations and the expectations of the world. You will not raise perfect children because, as you know, moms, your children are fallen just like you and I. You are beautiful, just the way that God made you. You will be successful in as much as you respond to God's will, and you are as brilliant as God gave you brains for. You will not fulfill your family and your husband's every need. In fact, if you try, you're in competition with the only one who can do that, and that is God. You know, I think about maybe putting myself in the sandals of Mary, the mother of Jesus, and maybe some of the expectations she felt as a mother. You know, Jesus, especially when he turned 30 and he went out preaching the gospel, he was really shaking things up, so much so that the church that he belonged to, Judaism, its own leadership rejected him and said, "This guy's bad, stay away from him." Can you imagine what they would have said to and about Mary? "What'd you do to your son? How'd you mess him up so bad? Why is he such a nut, a fanatic? What have must people have thought of Mary?" And she could have let the world around her, even her own religion, judge her. She could have even judged herself, but she actively resisted these temptations to follow the will of God. In fact, in the Annunciation, she says the words, "Let it be done to me according to thy word." Not anybody else's, not even her own, but God's. And when it comes to motherhood, you can let the world judge you by their expectations. You can judge yourself by your own expectations. And women, you do this a lot. But there's only one group of people whose expectations you need to be concerned with, and that is the Holy Trinity. How do you know if you are fulfilling God's expectations for you as a mother? Ask Him. Ask Him. He will respond to you. And pray every day with and for your children. A second particular challenge for you as mothers is sometimes feeling alone. And this comes from many sources. For some of you, it might be because you're a stay-at-home mom. You have all these little people around you all the day pulling at you. I imagine the scene from The Wizard of Oz when Dorothy arrives in Oz and there's all these munchkins singing annoyingly. And if that went on all day long and all night and all week and all year, I would probably want to slap them too. Perhaps for you it's a lack of support you feel from your husband. Whether it's the emotional connection or the spiritual connection, for many of you it's feeling overwhelmed, partly because of the expectations you put upon yourself, but also the demands put on you. And for some of you, being single mothers, a tragedy in our country and in our world, but a reality, and it doesn't mean that God loves you less or doesn't want you to be a good mother and to help you be a good mother any less. Keys to overcoming this feeling of loneliness is, I think, number one, reaching out in humility. My sisters and sister-in-laws, they regularly post to Facebook the antics of their children. And many of the times I read it, I kind of shake my head and think, well, if I was there, you know, that kid would not be doing those things. But as I've observed it and looked at it more, I've also noticed that many of these young mothers, especially young mothers, they're seeking validation. They might put a really funny thing out there that their kid did, but at the same time, you look at all the posts that come afterwards, the comments, and a lot of them are mothers saying, yeah, and my kid did that, or my kid hasn't done that, or when my kid does this, I do that. And they're supporting one another, and yes, through social media, which is a weird thing, but they are supporting one another, validating one another, letting each other know that, you know what, when your kid goes to the bathroom and then plays with what's in the toilet, that's normal. And it doesn't mean you've messed up as a mom. It's being open and honest with each other and not fearing judgment, brothers and sisters. Don't feel ashamed. Moms, sometimes you're going to feel things that you don't want to feel for your children. And it's one thing to feel it and another to act on it. You can love your child totally and still want to slap them senseless. You know, once Bill Cosby jokingly said in a skit about one of his kids, I brought you into this world, I can take you out of it. And don't feel like you're the only mother out there who feels that way. You know, it's, I think, consoling that Mary can identify with feeling like that. How many other mothers out there were immaculately conceived? I mean, does that not put expectations upon you? And when an angel comes and says you're going to be not only the mother of a child, but the mother of, number one, the Messiah, and number two, well, God made man. What kind of expectations did she put on herself? And even not knowing the full scope of what she was doing, just the expectations of knowing something special's here. And I've got to take care of that. And I don't want to mess it up. And mothers, you feel that same way, don't you? That you have something special and you don't want to mess it up. Reach out in humility. And don't be afraid to admit your doubts and your faults. Several of these expectations, this need to reach out, can be experienced particularly by young mothers. But I find there's a particular challenge for older mothers, or mothers who have their children out of the house. I hear a lot of confessions where mothers blame themselves for how their children grew up. They'll, in fact, come into the confessional and start confessing their child's sins as their own. How distorted is that? It is a great gift, women, that you have been given to empathize with people, and especially we as men don't tell you how much we appreciate that, because we're not connected with our emotions, which is exactly what allows us to go off and do really stupid things and go to war and things like that. But we also need you. And you help us to draw out what's within us, that emotion, that connectedness, how we feel. But that same gift of empathy can also be your worst enemy, because sometimes you identify with your children and stay connected with them so much that you blame yourself when they make choices in their life as adults that are bad for them. Please don't do that. It's good that you feel their pain, and it's good that you suffer with them in a sense. You can offer that like Jesus did for his brothers and sisters. And if you messed up in the past and can correct it, great. Change. But don't hold it over your own head. You know, put yourself in Mary's sandals that day of the cross. She was one of the few who actually stood at the foot of the cross while Jesus died. And she's looking up at her son. And remember, she's a Jew. She grew up with the same expectations that absolutely everybody else had, including the apostles, maybe even more so. She was told she would be the mother of the Messiah, the one who would free them, who would bring back the Davidic kingdom, who would rise up an army and kick out the Romans. And there she stands at the foot of the cross, thinking, what a failure I must be. I couldn't even raise the Messiah. Here he is on a cross, didn't rise up an army, didn't kick out the Romans, didn't restore the Davidic kingship. Was he even the Messiah? I was told he was. Sometimes we don't understand God's plan, especially as mothers for our children. But also sometimes, even when it feels like all is lost and you've messed up, God's still in control, just like he was with Jesus. And Mary's patience and trust in God allowed that to come to fruition in time. Mothers, not only do you get the burden of carrying us as children, and thankfully so, but you often take on the burden of trying to carry your children through life. And while this is a beautiful and noble thing, it's not always yours to do. Just as Mary and Joseph presented Jesus in the temple and said, God, this is your child. We're just the parents. So too, mothers, you must present your children to the Lord every day to say, Lord, I'm just a steward of this child. They are yours. And instead of thinking of yourselves as the one who have to bear it all, remember that God is strong. And he can bear it all. He just asks you to do a little part. On this Mother's Day, I want to thank each of you. Those of you who are mothers, those of you who are expecting or hope to be expecting soon. I want to especially thank those of you who were mothers for giving us the gift of life, for nurturing us and bringing us into this world. Thank you for suffering with us and for us many times, and for sharing the faith with us, which will lead us to heaven. Perhaps you don't realize it, moms, that in the joys and sorrows of being a mother, that you are more like Mary than you think, that you are becoming more holy than you realize.